Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And like you heard, we are indeed live from the TireRack.com studios. As we do every Friday at the bottom of the hour, our man Lamar Mitchell, the BetMGM Director of Trading, will join us to get us ready for this big NFL weekend, week 9 of the regular season. And then, of course, NFL Pigskin Pickoff, where Rob and I share our picks with
you. Yeah, my picks have been magnificent this past week. Did I say that?
Oh, yeah, you said it.
I'm not bragging. I'm just giving you the proof of performance. Okay. That's all.
Well, let's talk about one of the other big games. We've already talked about Miami and Kansas City. And we've talked about Philadelphia
Where
and
Dallas.
Where's
that game in Germany? What city? Do we know?
I don't know. But anyway, the third game, Rob, is in Frankfurt.
Okay.
Yeah. Another big game is, of course, Cincinnati and Buffalo. And this one's really interesting because Cincinnati, of course, got off to the slow start.
Well, the quarterback, Joe Burrow was hurt. Yeah. Right. He was straight up hurt.
So they're 4-3 at the bottom of the AFC North.
But they're playing better, Chris. There ain't no doubt about it.
No, they're playing great. Great win over San Francisco last week. Buffalo, I don't think has played very well lately. They haven't really, to me, played a great game in a month.
Did I pick them not to make the playoffs, or I picked them?
No,
the
you didn't. You
wild, card, wild card, wild card. Okay, but you remember I was telling you I was out on Buffalo. I did say I think their window, Chris, has come and gone. I'm really on that with Buffalo.
Yeah, they've lost two of their last four. The wins over the Giants, 14-9, not impressive. Last week.
And they could have lost that game. You remember the call in the end zone, to end the game.
You talking about with the Tampa Bay?
No, against the Giants.
Oh, the Giants.
You remember there was like a play like inside there. They could have thrown a flag and put them at the one-yard line.
Right.
So they could have lost that game.
Buccaneers, they only beat by 6, and that's a bad Buccaneers team, or mediocre, 3-4. Yeah. So what are your thoughts on this game? Which team needs it more? Which team do you
Buffalo
think will pull
needs it,
out? It
more? Buffalo needs this very badly, Chris. And they need not only to win, but to play a good football game, to get back to what they do. We've seen them sometimes dial it up and look unbeatable sometimes. Remember, last year when they started the season, Chris, they had two impressive wins you know, rung up the cash register. We were like, dude, who's going to stop them?
Right.
The Bills Chiefs are going to stop them. They started 6-1 and beat the Chiefs, too.
Yep. And the Bills are going to stop them, you know, like, because they stopped themselves.
Right.
And it just doesn't feel the same. At one point, I thought for sure something was happening in Orchard Park. Is that where they still have the stadium? Didn't they build it? Up in Buffalo. But I don't feel that way anymore. They're very inconsistent, very up and down. Sometimes they look like world beaters. Other times they can't put the ball in the end zone. Turnovers, Chris. You know, the quarterback at one point was a turnover machine. I think he's toned it down a little bit. But they're not winning.
He's tied for the league lead in interceptions with 8. With Mahomes and Mac Jones, I think. And there might be another quarterback with 8. But he does lead the league in touchdowns. For, you know, he's got 18 or 17 passing.
17 and 8?
5 rushing.
Okay.
5 rushing. But, yeah, I agree. I think both need it. The Bengals need it just because of the standings, right?
Right.
They dug themselves a little bit of a hole. But I think even if they lose, they could come out of it. Now that Burrow's playing great football. As far as Buffalo, I agree with you. They're 5-3. I still think they'll make the playoffs if they lose this game. But, Rob, they seem – you know, every week you see a Josh Allen interview. And he's either being asked or he's just commenting on, like, the mental state of the team, right, and himself. And they're like – there is so much over-analysis on this team because, to your point, people have expected them to at least to have gotten to a Super Bowl.
I agree. By this point now, it's been how many years now since they became really good? 3 years?
It's been a few years, yeah, and they've been in it.
And it's been disappointing.
Yeah, haven't been able to get to the
Super Bowl last year, the way that they went out in the playoffs, just – it left a bad taste in my mouth on them, and that's why I've soured
they look
on them.
Bad. And that's then, why also I think it's hard to, even though, look, they don't look good. But last year they looked great in the regular season. 13-3. Remember, they didn't finish the game with Cincinnati. So 13-3, started 6-1, finished 7-0. You would have thought, okay, they got it going. And then they look bad in their first playoff game when they barely beat Miami with Skylar Thompson at quarterback. Who? And then they play horribly against Cincinnati in the next round and got beat badly at home in the snow.
Yep,
and one player used that as an excuse for why Cincinnati won. I'm like, if anybody should be better in the snow, it's Buffalo.
Buffalo more than Cincinnati, 100%. You can't use the elements. That's supposed to be an advantage to the team in Buffalo. But, yeah, and then all the remember the off-season stuff with the coach and Diggs. Oh, it's not a big deal. And then he goes, no, first he said it was a big deal, and then he said it wasn't a big deal. So that was weird on how that played out, like there was some sort of rub going on there.
Right.
So they got some issues.
And that's the thing. If they lose this game, it's just going to be another round of questions. Stephon Diggs, who knows? He might go off. You know, obviously he's been volatile. And Allen's kind of trying to find himself, find that balance of should I be more cautious? Should I be myself? And I think he has to obviously be himself, but you still have to work on trying to cut down the turnovers and bad throws and things like that. So they're a team that's searching for who they are. I think they know their identity. They kind of go as Josh Allen goes, but they're searching kind of for who they are as a team, how good they are. And so this is a big game for them. But, Rob, I got the Bengals. I got the Bengals in this one. I think Joe Burrow is – last week he was terrific. The last 3 weeks, he hasn't been – or 3 games. Three games ago he was great. The game after that he was okay, but he moved really well. And then after the bye week last week, he was fantastic. So he seems to be 100%. That calf really doesn't seem to be an issue anymore. And with that being the case, and them knowing, Rob, that they, you know, every game matters because of the hole they dug themselves. I think they're, I don't care what their record says, I think they're one of the best teams in football.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't Cincinnati.
I think Cincinnati might be the team you pick to miss the playoffs.
Did I miss? Did I pick Cincinnati?
I think so.
I don't think so. I don't remember.
Rob you will find those.
It. But no, Cincinnati. I agree with the way that they're playing, Chris, and he's only going to get better as time goes on. You know, as we move forward, Joe Burrow, and we know what this guy is capable of doing, and he's moved mountains there in a short period of time. Second year, gets his team to a Super Bowl, missed what, six or seven games his rookie year.
Right.
Like, it was an incredible climb. He's, what is he, 2-3 against Mahomes?
3-1 against
3-1 against Mahomes, I was thinking of. And then even the playoff game they lost, where they could have gotten the Super Bowl, there was a questionable call at the end of the game, and they only lost by 3, and he had 2 picks. Like, he didn't play that well, and they still were in that game.
Right. They're kind of where Buffalo was a few years ago, where it was although they did at least get further. They got to the Super Bowl. But you know where kind of they're in that situation where we're expecting them to win a Super Bowl within the next few years. And if you're in that situation and you don't get it done, then it can really wear on you. And I think that's what we're seeing in Buffalo, Rob. Yeah. It's wearing on them. And you mentioned
Chris, I did have the Bengals as a wild card. So I did
Okay.
Wild card.
I think that Sean McDermott, I do think he's a good coach. I give him credit for that. He's turned him into a perennial contender or playoff
team. Is he good enough, though, Chris, to get to the next level?
Right.
Like, there's always coaches, like, who are good and teams get there and then they can't win.
Yep.
The big
game. Marty Schottenheimer.
Marty Schottenheimer was a really good coach, and they kept going to the playoffs.
Yep.
And they just could not get over the hump. And at some
Marvin
point.
Marvin Lewis.
Yeah, Marvin Lewis. They went to the play. Chris, they were always 7 in playoff games, but they got to playoff games 7 times under Marvin Lewis. That's no short order. You know that?
Right.
Playoffs 7 times in a coaching career?
But sometimes you need another voice, another coach to get you over the hump. And I think, Rob, McDermott was locked up for a few more years, and they still gave him an extension. That's just ridiculous to me.
They should have given him an extension cord instead of an extension contract.
For what?
I don't know. That was the extension he should have gotten. That's all I'm
saying. Are you working on new material?
What, Alex? No good?
Speaking of which, do you have another show coming up or anything?
Not yet, but I'm hoping to have one before the end.
You keep telling jokes like that, you won't.
Chris, wait till the birthday party. I am performing in Vegas at the birthday party.
Why am
Get
I
ready
not
for
surprised?
That. And already I know your wife will have her hands over her ears saying, oh, my God, what did he say? Yes. That's all right, Crystal. Crystal will be doubled over laughing. I didn't know Rob was this funny. That's
you know my wife is in her and my daughter in South Africa right now.
Are they really? Wow.
Yeah.
I know you tell me they took a trip, but I didn't know where they went.
Yep. They'll be there next 10 days. 17-hour flight.
First class?
No.
What?
But, it's one of those huge planes, so the seats were nice. But
yeah, right.
Not first class.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Chris Broussard.
Man, it's my wife. She's, she's a stickler.
You make a bajillion dollars. You drive a sports car into work every day. You live in a compound that has a circular driveway. And you're like, nah, babe, you can fly coach. You and my daughter will fly coach for 17 hours.
You guys could be scrunched up for 17 hours.
Try to get an exit row if you can.
Yes.
It was awesome from what I hear.
Where in South Africa are they going? Are they going up?
They're staying in Cape Town.
Wow.
And then they're going to Johannesburg to visit.
I always wanted to go. I botched my trip there. A friend of mine from Columbia J School was the Johannesburg bureau chief. And so she was there, for the LA Times. And by the time I got back to her to say I was coming, her assignment had been changed to the Moscow bureau chief.
So did you go to Moscow?
And I didn't go to Moscow.
I do want to go there. I've been to Senegal in Africa, but never
not South Africa.
Yeah, I want to go.
So I do want to go. Yeah, I do want to go. All right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. What are your thoughts about this Bengals-Bills game? Who do you think will win? I think, but I've got Cincinnati, Rob. You got, who you got?
I got the Bengals, too. I just don't have any confidence in Buffalo.
Right. Are you out on the Bills and in on the Bengals? Your turn to weigh in. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, everyone. This is Rob Parker, and I'm here for the 40th running of the Breeders' Cup World Championships at iconic Santa Anita Park. I'll be covering, I'll be coming to you live, I should say, for the races today, but there's also going to be some epic international racing all weekend long. I got to say, the Breeders' Cup is one of my favorite events every year. The world's greatest are here at Santa Anita. And you could already really feel it. I remember walking in earlier, just the excitement in the air. You could just people thrilled to be here. And we're talking about the best horses, best jockeys, trainers, and owners from all over the world battling it out for their share of $31 million in purses and awards. Did you hear me? 3-1, $31 million. The stakes are high, to say the least, and it really creates an electric atmosphere. You can hear it around. And this year, you can cash in, too. How about that? Head to BreedersCup.com/contest to play $1 million finish for a chance to win $1 million cash. Loot. Dinero. That's right. It's free to play. And all you have to do is pick the correct order finish. The correct order finish of tomorrow's Breeders' Cup Classic. That's right. So head to BreedersCup.com/contest now. Tune in for all the championship action live.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, this one goes out to Rob Parker on the Funky Flashback Friday with the Odd Couple.
What do you mean this goes
live
out to
from
me?
From the TireRack.com studios. That's what Alex said in my
Alex,
ears.
Alex, you are just so mean to me.
I mean, was I not supposed to say that, Alex?
Oh, they absolutely were.
They're talking about me like I'm rain. They're like, right?
Rob, when I hear weather girls, I think of you.
Yeah, it's the weather girls. Yes, unfortunately, they all look like Al Roker with a wig on. Oh, I'm sorry.
Too soon.
Did I say
that? Oh, my gosh. We are in the final stretch to get tickets to horse racing's biggest moment of the year. That's right. This weekend, the world's best are headed to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup World Championships, November 3rd and 4th.
Countdown begins now. Get your tickets today at BreedersCup.com. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on the Bengals and the Bills this weekend.
Our guy Andre in Massachusetts. Dre, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, buddy?
Not too much. Thanks for taking the call. TGIF, thank goodness it's Friday.
Hey, TGIF, speaking of that, they got a great rib special on Fridays I had for lunch. Chris, half a rack of ribs and fries, which I didn't eat. I had salad. I subbed it out. $9.99. I'm not doing a commercial for them. I'm just telling you.
You actually are.
Okay. Sorry about that. All right, go ahead, Dre.
Go ahead, Andre.
I'm hungry myself. But listen, I'm going to go with the Bills in this based off the fact their defense, to me, is starting to get healthy. They're starting to get some guys back. Von Miller being in the mix changes things. Do they get Milano back, you know, in their linebacker core? I think if Sean McDermott, and he is a defensive coach, can get some pressure on Joe Burrow, you speed him up a bit, that can be a difference. And so, yes, the Bengals are rolling. Joe Burrow seems to have gone into the cheat code mode, and they're clicking on all cylinders. But this is it's a bigger game for Buffalo. People have lost confidence that that's correcting them. And Sean McDermott has to show, with their defense leading the way, that the Buffalo Bills are still champions.
Hey, Dre, let me ask you this, and Chris. Is there a chance that if they flame out or don't do anything, that Sean McDermott would be in trouble there?
I mean, they just gave him the extension.
I know with that. They also,
I think he should have been.
They also just got rid of Josh McDaniels with 4 years left, right. Chris. Right? I mean, let's be honest.
It should be, honestly. And Ken Dorsey really should be the offensive coordinator. If you keep McDermott and get rid of Dorsey, I mean, if things go badly this year, I'd be all right with that.
Man.
For me, Rob, I think coaches – organizations in the AFC East are scared to make that leap, as other teams have done, i.e. the Miami Dolphins. They moved off of Brian Flores, who did a good job, to bring in Mike McDaniels, and it worked out in spades. But like the Patriots, who are giving Bill Belichick carte blanche and saying,
"Well, hold up, Andre, stop it." The Jets haven't been afraid to fire coaches. You just mentioned the Dolphins making a change. And, I mean, the Patriots, why would they fire Bill Belichick?
They're not going to fire him.
They're not going to fire Bill Belichick after six Super Bowls.
Yes, but
so you can't say that division is an example. They're afraid to fire coaches. Come on.
But you know Bill Belichick is not, Dre, he's not going to get fired.
Stop.
I mean, they'll put
you think they should fire Bill Belichick?
I don't think the Patriots are making the playoffs for the foreseeable future. And if that was any other organization, and by the way, Bill Belichick has 18 wins to surpass Don Shula. It may take three seasons at the rate we're going.
We've said everything you just said,
but they ain't firing him. Right?
How'd the Spurs do the last several years with Greg Popovich? Did they
Greg
think about
Popovich
firing him?
Is still coach?
Come on, man. That's not how it works.
Nah, not when you got that kind of resume, Chris.
Now, I think they'd be open, Rob, to a team trading for Belichick. You know how I go, give us some draft picks. If that actually would be the best out for them, I think, because, you know, look, they got to be disappointed
like
with the
Chargers,
way
like
going.
If the Chargers continue
right.
or something.
If the Chargers come to you and say, we'll give you a first-round pick and a late-round pick for Belichick.
I'd make that deal.
Yes, indeed, I'd make that deal. And it'd be actually, that'd be good for both teams because I do think with Kellen Moore as the OC, Belichick handling the defense, Rob, I think he helped the Chargers.
But what Bill said in his interview is he's not willing to give up GM responsibility. It has to be both. And that's where people in New England
I don't like him as the GM. That's what they need to do. But
Then get him some help. Get him some help, Dre, where somebody is really, you know, doing the work, but you don't make him look bad like he got stripped. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you could do that and just say, Bill, we got to get you help, okay? And you got to accept some help from somebody. And then I think that's it. But we appreciate the call, Dre. Thank you. He's our resident guy up there in New England. So it's always good to get some insight on what's going on up that way, Chris.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card?
but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Football fans, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio every Saturday and Sunday morning, 3 hours before kickoff, for Countdown to Kickoff presented by BetMGM. They'll have you covered right before all of the Saturday and Sunday games, all the way through Super Bowl Sunday. You can listen to Countdown to Kickoff weekend mornings right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. That's right. You hear the theme music. You know what time it is. It is time for the BetMGM Director of Trading, the man, the myth, the legend himself, none other than the great Lamar Mitchell is in the house. Lamar Mitchell, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's up?
Hey, Chris, I got to tell you a real story about Lamar. When I was doing my hot streak, 19 out of 21 picks, I picked up the phone and I called Lamar and he hung up on me. He said, "Were you trying to take food out of my pocket?"
Bob has been ultra hot, Lamar.
Yes.
On fire.
Ridiculously. On fire. Yes.
But you know what that means. It's all about to fall apart. So,
yeah. The rust is coming.
We got a lot to get to. A lot of great games this weekend, Lamar. Let's start with this AFC clash of the Titans. Bills-Bengals in Cincinnati Sunday. And I read this week that Buffalo has the longest active losing streak against the spread in the NFL. That's four straight. With the Bengals favored by 1.5, what kind of action are you seeing on this game?
So public is all over the Bengals. Believe it or not, we got a 5-1 transaction activity in favor of the Bengals laying the points, and this is where the professionals are also. The sharps are also on the Bengals. They've laid that number up. We opened at 1.5. We're still at 1.5, but they did lay it. We got the 2 for a little bit, but yeah, the public and the sharps are all on the Bengals here.
Yeah, I love the Bengals in this game as well. Everybody is expecting fireworks in Germany with the Chiefs taking on the Dolphins, but I might be in the minority because, to me, it always seems every time we're expecting a shootout, defenses usually step up and slow down things. What kind of action are you seeing as far as the total in this game?
You know, everyone's on the total. They're on the opposite side of you, but you've been on fire, so maybe you know something that the public doesn't. We got about a 3-1 transaction activity on the over in this game here. So, yeah, the public is definitely expecting a shootout between these two.
Have you seen Mahomes lately? I'm just saying.
Well, you have been on fire, so you got to tell the people, Rob.
Yes,
you
know? I'm trying to tell them. Dude, take the under.
All right. Yeah, there you go, Rob. All right. Well, look, Dak Prescott, 8-3. There's been a lot made about this, Lamar, that he's 8-3 in his career against the Eagles. That's outright. However, he's only 17-26 against the spread against teams that have winning records. Now, this week, the Eagles, last I checked, had a winning record. So something has to give. Are you seeing any sharp money on Dallas?
You know, no. I was scouring through this game, looking at the numbers, the bets, and no sharp money on Dallas, no sharp money on the Eagles here. But the public is about 3-1 in favor on the Eagles. But the only sharp money, actually, I have to take that back. The only sharp money we've seen is on the total, and they have bet that over, and the public is on the total over as well too.
Okay. Wow. All right, you've heard of the Super Bowl, of course. They're calling this one the Toilet Bowl, the Raiders against the Giants. Vegas is 30th in the NFL. I know, with 15.8 points per game. New York is dead at 11.9 points a game. I have to imagine that the bettors are pounding the under. These two teams can't score.
Funny because Joe Public is betting the under at about a 3-1 clip, but the sharps bet it over early, and we're hanging steady here at 37.5. But the sharps did bet it over 37, but the public is under 37. And you know, I mean, like you said, neither offenses are scoring, but we'll see what happens in this game.
All right, Lamar, let's talk about another Lamar, the great Lamar Jackson. 17-1 outright against the NFC in his career. So I think most people are expecting Baltimore to beat Seattle on Sunday. But the Ravens are just 5-11 against the spread as home favorites the last 3 years. That's a big number. How much action are you seeing on the Seahawks, plus six?
Not very much. I mean, really? Public is on the Ravens at about 3-1. The sharps have laid the 5.5. Not very much. I mean, the public is betting over, but not very much action on the Seahawks. Like I say, it's all Ravens and it's all that guy Lamar with one R in his name.
That's right. There you go. Hey, I read somewhere today that 78% of the bets are on the Rams plus three against the Packers, which is really surprising because Matthew Stafford's a game-time decision is unlikely to play. Are the sharps on the Rams as well, or is this a classic pros versus Joes matchup?
This is pros versus Joes. You led right into that. I mean, public is about 3-1 in favor of the Rams. The sharps are, they've laid this price multiple times, getting up to the price where we are right now, which is three. We did take even sharp money on the money line on the ramp on the Packers, too. So this is definitely pros versus Joes. We'll see. Looks like the pros definitely are backing Jordan Love because they believe Matthew Stafford probably won't play, in my opinion, is what they tell me.
Wow. Let me ask you this about the Chiefs and the Dolphins. How much you may not know, but what's the thinking from the betting public about, you know, playing over in Germany? Now the Dolphins went over on Monday. The Chiefs, I think, went over yesterday or today. So how do bettors look at that? The time over there.
Most of the time, we see the bettors bet the team that goes over earlier. So the team can get acclimated to the time zone difference. That's what we've seen in the past. But like I said, I mean, it's tough, you know, especially when you have two good teams. When you have a matchup that isn't that great, they're always going to bet the favorite no matter when they show up. But if you have two even league teams, typically they're going to bet the team that shows up earlier.
Right. So you talked about the total earlier in this game. But overall, where are the bettors at on it?
Yeah, the bettors love the over here. They're going to
not the over, but I mean, you know, the
how much
Chiefs
action?
Or the Dolphins, yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean
against the spread,
yeah. Yeah, against the spread, I mean, they're still on the cheat too in this scenario here too as well.
Wow.
I mean, public is like really on the cheat, and like Rob said, again with the total, and again on this number here, the sharps have laid off this, but again on this total on the side, you know, Mahomes didn't look so well last week, and I think the public is expecting him to bounce back this week.
Right.
All right. How about the Zach Wilson and the Jets? I mean, they're doing it with smoke and mirror and tape and glue and ice pop sticks or whatever. But this week they get the Chargers, a team that is 0-3 outright, and that's against the spread versus teams above 500. How much action are you seeing on this New York plus 3.5?
Not very much, because it's all the pros and the Joes are both on the Chargers. We're coming in at about a 3-1 clip on the Chargers from the pros, excuse me, from the Joes, and the pros have laid this price multiple times to get it up to 3 where we're at right now. Pros have also even laid this money, the price on the money line on this game too, as well. So not much faith in this game, even though it's a Monday night game in New York. Everyone's on the Chargers here in this situation.
All right, last one, Lamar. The Vikings-Falcons, this is a sneaky big game in the NFC. Both teams 4-4, both teams playing with backup quarterbacks. Atlanta's 1-6 against the spread so far this season. But there's some who think that Taylor Heinicke is actually an upgrade over Desmond Ridder. So how much action are you seeing on Atlanta minus 3.5?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, Atlanta, the pros are on Atlanta in this situation. They've laid this price multiple times. They've laid the money line on the Falcons as well, too. They definitely believe in the Heinicke magic. And as a matter of fact, the public is also on the Falcons at about 3-1 in favor of bets on the Falcons here. So this is definitely a game where we're going to need the Vikings going into this game.
Interesting. All right. That is our man, the man, Lamar Mitchell. Great stuff as always.
Thanks,
brother.
Lamar.
Have a great weekend.
Fellas, thank you. Appreciate it for having me. You guys have a great weekend. Chris, happy belated birthday.
Thank you, my man. I appreciate that. All right. The NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Rob and I make our picks. That's next. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Jackson 5 Jam by DJ Alex Tyshirt, the freshest sports DJ in all of
he's
sports
talk.
He's
the best.
Did I say that?
He's the best.
He's in the crates every Friday night, man. Dust flying everywhere. All right, we are brought to you by Progressive. Progressive makes things even easier for you. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. It is time for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is going to make you rich.
Gambling, this is life, fun, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
It is the Pigskin Pickoff, also known as the Rob Parker Invitation.
That's right. I'm picking at a 72% clip, Chris.
He's won one ring.
Man,
so what Rob Parker.
I like how you guys always move the goalpost a little bit. Chris is talking about 2 years ago.
I know, 2 years ago.
I got two rings.
That's not
Chris,
please.
You're 18
like
and 22.
I'm like Patrick Mahomes
this year,
right,
Chris. You're terrible. Just admit it. We're not talking about last 2 years.
I got plenty of time to catch
Chris
you,
is
man,
picking out a 45%
You know how
clip
I
right
look
now
at it? You're up, what, 4? That's nothing. We got 8 weeks left.
What am I picking at, Rob?
Rob's at a 55% clip. 55. And that's after struggling for 2 weeks.
Right, I had two bad weeks, and I'm back in the money now.
Rob's about to start selling picks online.
That's right.
I can feel it.
They already told me. They said, you need a podcast with Shekel City.
There's going to be, like, sweatshirts, buy one, get one, and then picks that
exactly
are buy one, get one. Coming up. GetRob.com. All right.
Thank you.
Chris and Rob picking NFL games against the spread. We just mentioned Chris picking 45%. Rob picking 55%. Both of them had winning weeks, though, last
week. What are
week
the records?
22-18, 18-22.
Okay. Chris, plenty of time to rally.
The theater of the mind is the percentages.
Exactly, Chris.
I just want to know the record for my own count.
Like, Chris, if I said last week you picked 60% winners, right. That sounds better than 3-2.
No, but I'm keeping track so I can know the exact, I'm on the exact
Well, the
numbers.
Year that I should have won that we threw
we
out.
Lost it,
right,
yeah.
We lost it.
No, that's Rob. That was halfway through.
And I was winning big time, if I remember
correctly. I got two rings. Rob's got one, though.
Chris, would you stop? I won
last year.
That's
all that matters.
Year. No,
yeah,
not.
That was your first year.
No, it wasn't. I won year one. And
so what,
Chris,
are we 2-2?
It's
2-2?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I won year one and last year.
Because we're now in year
and
five.
And I won the next. I was back-to-back, though. Remember?
I was back-to-back.
You always ripped San Antonio. Never went back-to-back. I went back-to-back.
Strong.
All right. So let's get right to it. Game number one. The early start on Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. Dolphins at the Chiefs. Well, this one's in Germany. Chiefs, 1.5 point. Technically home favorites. Chris, who do you like?
I like Miami winning this game outright.
Wow. Mahomes that bad, Chris, huh?
Nah, Mahomes isn't bad, but you don't win them all. And I think Tyreek is going to be hyped up. He's already, reports are what, he's already working on. He's got a touchdown dance already figured out and everything he's going to do that the Chiefs supposedly will not like. So I'm going with Miami in this.
That's funny. I'm with you with Miami, not only to cover, with the points, but I think they win outright. I think that they need a win like this. And the Chiefs, until they get this thing, the receiving core, the turnovers by Mahomes, I don't think Germany is the magical elixir for this.
Rob picking against a black quarterback. I am shocked,
what?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, is he black?
Two is close.
That's
you are really going to struggle here in game number two, Rob, because it's the Seahawks at the Ravens, a pair of black quarterbacks.
All right, I'm not picking that.
Ravens 6-point home favorites. Rob, what do you like?
I'm going to go against the Ravens in this.
Ah.
He loves
Seattle. I expect the
don't
Ravens.
Don't you think they're going to the Super Bowl?
Oh, no, but I expect the Ravens to win but not cover. They don't cover in these games.
Six is a big number, Rob.
That's a big number. That's why. I'm going to take, Chris, the Ravens win the game, but I'm taking Seattle plus six.
I hate to say it because I need to make up ground, but I'm exactly where Rob is. I think Baltimore wins,
but they don't cover.
I take Seattle with the points because I'm surprised it's so big. Honestly, Seattle's a good team.
Yep.
And they've been playing well. Yep. And Baltimore is not like a high-flying offense.
Weeks ago, they looked amazing. But last week,
right,
they came
back
for the most part.
Right. So, I think it'll be a close game. But
I think the safest bet, as you guys talked about with Lamar, is just Ravens on the money line. What is Lamar, 17-1 against the NFC? That might as well be stealing
money. Only thing is you got to just bet so
that
much money to make any money. You know what I mean? On the money line, Chris. You bet... You got to bet a lot of money.
Right. All right, game number three, NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Chris and Rob, NFL games against the spread. Giants at my Raiders, the new-look Raiders.
The 1.5 point
home favorites. Chris, who do you like?
I like the Raiders. I think they're hyped up and excited to play for their new coach. Glad Josh McDaniels is out of there, and the Giants aren't a good thing. Danny Dimes is not the magical. He's not going to come in there and do something different. I got the Raiders in this one.
Chris, man, I'm sorry, but I have the Raiders as well. The Giants don't do anything for me. And Antonio Pierce, who played for the Giants, I remember him as a player.
Yep.
Chris.
You know the first practice, the song he had playing?
What was that?
Straight Outta Compton.
Wow.
He like wants to bring him back to, you know, when they were the hot,
to the
tough
80s.
Raiders.
Right.
Yeah, and everybody was, you know, NWA,
well,
of
good
course.
Luck with all that. But it's more I'm betting against the Giants, you know, more so than I'm betting with the Raiders.
All right, we got to hustle.
All right, last two quickly. Cowboys at the Eagles. Eagles 3-point home favorites. Rob Parker.
I'm taking the Cowboys. Upset special.
All right, here's where we differ. I got Philadelphia.
Finally a change. Last one, Buffalo Bills at the Bengals. I think you guys are both taking the Bengals, giving up the 1.5. Chris, is that true?
Yes, I'm going with Cincinnati.
Yeah, unfortunately. So when you got one game, Chris, you're going to lose another game. You'll be down by 5. That's it. It's okay. It's
Rob doesn't believe in Dallas. He only bet Dallas because that was their Super Bowl pick.
I got to stick with
wishes,
my.
You know he wishes he could do what he did last year, which is change his Super Bowl.
I don't
pick.
Change my pick.
We shamed him so much.
You should have seen Rob sweating picking Seahawks, Ravens, Cowboys, Eagles, four black quarterbacks.
I know.
Oh, yeah. He wanted
you
to
know
abstain.
He, don't like that.
He didn't like
that's
it.
That's got
to
be racist.
I just don't. I don't trust him. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, it is the Odd Couple signing off. Y'all have a great weekend. You know we will. Peace!
I'm a woman.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!